If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
The football gods are always on the Bears' shoulder.
Eason dragged down by Steve McMichael, fumbles. The Bears have it. They rule it. Yes, it is a fumble. The number 99, Dan Hampton, has it for the Bears.
Here's Dan Hampton.
Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Drive what Hamp drives. Chevy.
It's go time.
All right. Wendy in for Lisa. And Kevin, what did I call that thing? Snyder's startling stats.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I can't remember. Dan Hampton on the line with us. Dan, we were talking about this. 43 starting quarterbacks since the 85 Bears, which you were a part of. 43.
Wow. Wait a minute. That's all? It's only been 40 years. I got to remember years where we'd had three or four different ones during the course of a season. Unbelievable. Wendy, great to be with you and Kev. I got to tell you, the clock on the wall, it's about to strike midnight here. We had an off season where the media threw bouquets and all the fans ran and bought tickets and gear, and everything was all hunky dory, and it was all built on the presumption that this coaching staff, this professional, expensive professional coaching staff would be the goods. They would have the team prepared. They would do the things they have to do to put us in a position where, not only would we be 0-2, but, I mean, we got our tail kicked between our legs all the way back from Detroit last week. So, the clock is striking, 12, and it's time that we go to work and make something happen. And it's not going to be easy. The Dallas Cowboys, for whatever reason, they have been one of those organizations that, even though they haven't won a Super Bowl since my old buddy Jimmy Johnson was the coach, they have been around. And they're hard to beat. They're a hard out. And this is not going to be easy. And I hope that that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams know that, hey, this all the fun time's over. Now it gets real.
Hamp, it is pretty amazing that, and you kind of just laid it out, that we're 2 weeks into the season, and it already feels like desperation is sort of settling in, where they need this one so bad. What is your observations of Caleb through two games? What have you seen from the quarterback?
There was a little progress last week, but unfortunately, there hasn't been a whole lot of what you would call tailor-made type offensive game plans. We still look like we're trying to figure out what we can do. And the great Ed Obradovich and I, we talked ad nauseum in the preseason look ahead, in the pregame before the Minnesota game, the pregame before Detroit. We were saying, here we are, we're halfway through September. What do we know how to do? What can we do? What can we do well? What can we hang our hat on? We still don't know. Now, in the opener, obviously, Caleb got wild in the fourth quarter, which benefited no one. And last week it was hit and miss, and then of course the lonesome interception there in the third quarter that almost was the nail in the coffin. So it to me seems like it's high time that not only do we have a game plan suited for his talents, his skill set, and all the things that we're capable of doing, but we need to start believing in what we can do. And you know what? I know it sounds old-fashioned, and it sounds like, Cracker Barrel and, the good old days. But guess what? Preseason matters when you're trying to figure out what you are capable of as a football team. We still don't know, and we're looking at week three. So hopefully this is the week that we figure some things out.
Ben Johnson called out the players earlier in the week saying they're not practicing at a championship caliber level. What did you make of the head coach kind of calling out his players earlier in the week?
Well, there's two things about it. Number one, that's his job. to hold their feet to the fire. And if they do not practice in a competent manner, then he needs to make, fines or you know, hey, when we didn't practice, well, guess what? We'd have to do up downs until we vomited. And I mean, that's just the kind of the way things should be. And obviously they're not. Now, the other part of this is there was some pushback, and DJ Moore, kind of getting a little mouthy, saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to go out and show him that, yeah, we are capable of practicing the right way and this and that. So the team has kind of, you know, felt the temperature rising. And 0-2, you know, you're probably cooking at about 300 degrees. If we go 0-3, losing to Dallas at home, man, it's going to be like roasting a turkey. So, you know, let's hope that this is the week that a lot of things come together. And, you know, we can talk about the offense all you want, but when you give up 52 points, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You give up 52 points? A writer called me this week and said, you know, I was looking at there were months that you guys wouldn't give up 52 points in a month. And, you know, I mean, it's almost inexcusable, but it has to be corrected. It has to be corrected. And, you know, Dennis Allen, he came with a resume of being able to be a coach that gets results. What's going on? Do we have a bunch of guys that are phonies that can't play? I mean, something has to come to, you know, together, because we're getting out there where it's getting a little bit goofy.
That the lack of a pass rush last week was frustrating to watch, Hamp. Montez Sweat, huge contract. You got a lot of money up front on the defensive side of the ball, and not much to show for it so far.
Zero. I think, three sacks? And all those sacks are coverage sacks against a first-time quarterback in the opener. You know, I mean, you know, some of the guys, you know, the J.J. McCarthy was trying to get out of the pocket and kind of get caught up in the trash and fall down, and they fell on him. And, you know, that is not, you know, collapsing the pocket. That is not putting the fear of God in a quarterback. That is, you know, anybody can do that. So sooner or later, we need to see it. And I brought up the great Ed Obradovich a minute ago, but that's what we talk about. We know it when we see it. We haven't seen it, and we haven't seen it in a long time. And that was partially why we're paying all this money to all these new coaches. There's 31 of them. There should be enough of them to figure it out. You know, the game is at 3:25 come Sunday afternoon, so they've got about 48 hours. Hopefully they can figure it out before kickoff.
Or at the end of this season, more than 43 quarterbacks. That's all I have to say.
Well, and you know what, Wendy? I know, you know, a lot of people are saying, listen, you know, this team is supposed to be ready to win now. It should be ready to win now. The money they're spending, the investment we have made, not only with the draft but in free agency, if we're being held hostage by a lack of capabilities at a quarterback position, you might need to try to change it. You never know what's going to happen. That's why they sell tickets. We're going to find out come Sunday.
Well, go Bears. We'll be listening to you and OB, the Hamp and OB Show, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, dear. We're going to be on early, 11:30 to 12:30, because of our friends, the White Sox. But we'll be on right after the game to give you the news one way or the other. But all I can say is go Bears!